Roll call, Vicky and Valerie have asked to be excused today. Roll call.
Sorry. That's a new thing.
I was going to say, I'm not
used
new?
To it either. That's been
it's on the
there.
Agenda.
It's was on Tanya's template, so I
oh, okay.
On there. No.
Good job. Mary Lou Bout.
Here.
Nate Druckmann.
Here.
Robert Keeney.
Yes.
Gary.
Here.
Joe's.
Thank you. Kathy Cott.
Here.
Lori Reed. Mark Stead.
Here.
And others present.
Brenda. Sorry.
Here.
I forgot you, Brenda.
That's fine.
Thank you. Certification with open meeting law.
Yes, it was sent to the newspapers and it's posted at the admin building and out here.
Thank you. Approval of the agenda. Any changes need to be made? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as printed. Motion by Mary Lou, seconded by Gary. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the May 20th meeting.
We have one correction.
Yep, under election of chair, it has Kathy Cott nominated Mark Stead for chair, seconded by Vicky Hirsch. Mary Lou Bausch moved to close nominations and cast a unanimous ballot for Kathy Cott, and it should be Mark Stead. Are there any other additions or corrections that anyone saw? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
I'll second.
Seconded by Gary. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The ERC new member introduction, Brenda Kalish.
Thanks.
Brenda, do you want to tell a
lay out your life?
Mary Lou wants to know everything.
Trust me, if you come to basketball, you're here in the gossip. I had gotten in, that's how I actually met Gary, I think, wasn't it? City Council?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had been on the City Council in basketball for 13 years, and then I was the mayor for the last 4 years. And I'm just interested in getting involved into the community and doing stuff, staying involved, because I miss that. But otherwise, I'm a full-time caretaker for my brother and sister-in-law. That's how it is. Thank you.
Advocacy reports or activities, upcoming events handout.
Yes, there it is. I'll pass that around.
Fair.
It's a little calmer. We got the fair coming up, August 21st. So we will have a table at the fair. That's usually a good time for us to connect with some people we don't always see. It's the Friday at the fair is always a good grandparents' day. So we will have some, what did I put this here? We got some beach balls. Because I can usually rope the grandparents in when I have something for their grandkids. So we, but it's always a nice day. People like to see us. We get in last year, I think we were out of everything by early afternoon. So we it's a fun day, except it's hot some days, but I'm always hot. We've already established it. Elder Fest is coming up. We've already got registrations out and some back already. I think we've had at least 6 or 7 come back already. So that will be coming fast and furious. We have a baseball theme this year. That will be kind of fun. It's kind of a red, white, and blue baseball theme. Since we partner with the fair, they've kind of got a red, white, and blue theme. So we thought we would have one too. And opening day, or no, sorry, World Series starts same day as Elder Fest. So that's where we get baseball. You know, two significant events. So, and Kathy, as that goes around, you can take that with you.
Okay, thanks.
That's all I have.
How is the attendance at the memory care at Plantville? Do you know?
You know what? I just asked her on some of that. I don't know if I have that. Are you talking about
the in Lancaster's had
the screening clinics, the memory screening, or the memory cafe?
The cafe.
I think it's hit and miss. I think she's had some months that it's good attendance and some where it's a little less, but I can ask her that for sure and get back to you on that. Because I did just ask her for some attendance, and I know most of her dementia events, she had pretty good attendance, except for, I think she rescheduled Boost Your Brain, which is unusual because that's usually one of the most successful ones that we get attendance for. So, yeah, she's making some changes. So, but I think the Lancaster one, I think it's kind of hit or miss. I think she either has two or three or not as well.
So. I think it's the thing that doesn't, it's so meaningful. But it's probably not catching on.
I think it's also, too, I mean, people don't always have good days, so you might be planning to attend, and then, you know, maybe it's not a great day to take somebody. So I think it can be kind of subject to that, too. But I think when they do have it, I mean, I do think people get something out of it. So, but, yeah, people identifying as caregivers is really a difficult thing. I mean, not everybody does, and so, but it was, I mean, she had a lot of events for June, and it was.
Are those the only two memory care?
Yes,
or
right
cafes,
now, yes.
Just
yeah.
The one in Lancaster, the one in Plano.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, we'll move on to operations update.
All right. So under transportation, our Find Your Own Driver program started June 1st. We have had two people complete paperwork and I think are ready to go. And then we've got a couple more people are interested in doing the paperwork. So we're doing an assessment now when somebody calls in for transportation, basically of any kind. She's always kind of gone over our programs, but now she's sort of assessing to see if they're appropriate for Find Your Own Driver first. Because what we're trying to do is hopefully alleviate some of the drain on our volunteer drivers if they've already got support for a driver, then we can utilize that. So that would be good. Hopefully it works. So I think, and as I said, it's a pilot project till the end of the year. We'll try to make a decision. I mean, I'll probably write it into the budget. We just took money from our TRIPS program to do it, so it's there. It's not additional money. But anyway, I'm kind of excited about it. I'm hoping it works. So, because we're not getting more volunteer drivers, so you know, and with gas prices going up, that I had a transportation meeting yesterday, and people were already concerned about their drivers backing off of rides because of they were that I think. CAP says they only pay 55 cents a mile. And they were looking at trying to get that increase because of the cost. The IRS rate just went up to 76. Was it 76 or 76.5? 76. So that will cost us more money too then. So we'll have to watch that. So that's all I have on that. Want me to just keep
sure,
moving?
Sure.
Aging programs, we've got the aging plan. We did the aging plan review Monday with our new consultant. So you will be getting that in the mail. We have managed to get all the goals. I think I gave you that in your packet as well. Most of the goals have been accomplished except for our technology one. We had hoped, because there's so many health promotion events that are virtually now, and we just do not have virtual participation from Grant County. We just very rarely can get somebody to do it. I think I probably had maybe three or four, maybe five in the last several years. We just can't get people to do it. And I think part of it is they're just, you know, we all do Zoom meetings. They do not. I think they're just hesitant. So we advertise for quite some time and talk to people about, you know, you could come into our office. We'll set you up with a laptop and get you started on the meeting, and then that way you'll get used to doing it, and then maybe you can do it from home. But we have been bigger, so it's probably just going to be done. I mean, we'll still do it for somebody if they want, but I don't know how to advertise it and make it any more, you know, meaningful to somebody. So it's just, it's always been that way in Grant County. We just don't have the success with that. People just don't do it. But then they also have, I think people who have done it had broadband issues, and then it would lag, and they, you know, I know with one of the yoga ones that we did, people just had trouble, and it would lag behind, or it would freeze up, and then they got frustrated because they think it's on their end. And I mean,
Laura, I have a question. I should know this, and I don't. I admit it, but like the Plattville Senior Center, don't they have the capability with their TV to do Zoom?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll check into that because that would make sense.
Yeah.
They have such good attendance there that if they could come as a group and not have to actually do
and
the,
some of them,
they could watch it. I mean,
with those evidence-based ones, sometimes they won't let us do a group one. So I don't. They're sticklers on our rules. So yeah. So I will have to look into that, but
I'll check.
Kaylee would know that better than me. She coordinates her events with
sure.
Senior Center. I don't, you know, obviously, I don't.
But I think
get
that
a
might
those,
be an answer, even
yeah.
some of the other communities.
Yeah,
like
I'll double
library.
Check that because we talked about it. We could do it
some,
here
most
too.
Most of those facilities have a TV, and
yeah.
a room that.
That's a good question. I'll ask. We just got a new health promotion consultant, in WAR, so I'll ask that if we can do that. Those evidence-based are just, they have weird rules because they've had to go through the, you know, university process of becoming evidence-based. You know that because you used to do it. You got to follow all the rules to make sure that you...
Do you know if that's being promoted through Facebook?
It I don't know that we've done it recently through Facebook. No, we put it in our news and views. Honestly, our news and views is usually where we have our best success with anything.
There's more and more elderly that are getting on Facebook.
True.
So they
yeah.
have tablets or phone. I mean,
yeah.
if they have connectivity for Facebook, I would think they would have connectivity
yeah.
for these.
I mean, we promote all of our health promotion on Facebook. But yeah, we could actually put something that little... thing on there as well. It's a good idea. So otherwise the rest of the goals were, you know, we've had really good success with the prioritization that Courtney is doing. As you can see, our congregant meals have increased 6.6%. It's not a lot, but it's better than it was. And our home delivered has decreased 3.4% between 24 and 25. So that's the intent of the prioritization. So it is working. So we're happy about that. Caregiver attendance is one that we've also struggled with. Again, caregiver has been, and you'll see that even in our budget today, that caregivers have been a bit of a beast lately in terms of getting people back into it. And it tends to cycle like that. So she had moved... Our Fenimore support group had sort of died out. And so we moved it to Lancaster and offered some education, and she tried to revamp it that way. We haven't had real good takers on that. We didn't have anybody attending. But we did have interest from Montford. And since Kaylee is half-time for us and half-time for Iowa County, Montford is a good spot that she can provide services to both counties. And Montford has been very interested in various activities that we have been offering. So just this week, she started a support group there. So and we're going to see how it goes. So hopefully it'll be good and it'll count for both counties. And that would be great. Kill two birds with one stone. And then we had to find your own driver. So and then the advocacy one, I just started consistently. We're putting an advocacy corner in each news and views and just letting people know what's going on or how to contact legislators. This week was how to contact legislators. So And then we share that if it's like nutrition related or anything like that, then we send that out with our home delivered meals and concepts, all of it, the newsletter as well. So it's been working.
Any questions of Lori on any of the operations update? That will move on to meal cost tool.
All right. That came out too. So I have to do a meal cost tool every summer. It's required by the state, and that we use to charge meals to family care. We also have to post those prices at our congregate sites, and it is at 17.98, which is up just a little bit. It's been in that 17 range. I think it was 17.55. So it didn't go up significantly, although it might this year. gas prices keep going up again. That's usually our biggest problem with those. So we have to show that that includes literally everything. So it includes includes administration time, operation, everything, all wages, benefits, anybody who touches the program basically is in that. So I do need approval. I would like approval of that because we do use that on our contracts with family care. So
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Thank you. Second.
Motion by Brendan, seconded by Kathy to approve that. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Oh, you know what? I just realized, man, I forgot something under. I went to my aging plan and then I stopped. Can I go back up?
Sure can.
Under nutrition, so we talked about the prioritization project, so I don't know that, I don't need anything on that. The family care policy, I stuck in here because Courtney has come to me saying she thinks we need to actually have a policy that specifically states that we are not going to provide services to people that are already under the auspices of family care. And the reason for that is that obviously our funding is getting tighter and tighter. Family care participants do have other alternatives to get meals for themselves. Whether we think they're appropriate or not isn't really the point. The point would be is that we need to continue to advocate that those meals, I think, be the same as ours. I've said that in the past. Or they have an ombudsman that they can be referred to. And we would like to get more of that information. But while it's in the prioritization project, Courtney's feeling that maybe a policy would be a little bit stronger language. So I just said I would mention it and probably bring it. The other thing is, as this budget gets tighter and tighter, right now we have, there's Inclusa, there's Anthem, there's My Choice. Am I missing one? And we are only serving meals right now to Inclusa. We have not picked up, we told My Choice no. And I think by the end of the year, I know you've wrestled with this in the past because I brought it up in the past, but I think probably within a couple of months, I'm going to recommend that we terminate the one with Inclusa. We're not serving that many. They tend to cycle in and cycle out. They don't like to negotiate. They drag their feet. It always makes it difficult. But I think when we're only serving one family care out of three, that could present some problems in the future for us. It almost is an all-in or an all-out. And the fact is with that budget next year, if I think it's going to look like it's going to look, I think we're going to have to really limit how many home-delivered people we can serve. And if we have to do that, we shouldn't be including them in there. Well, it doesn't necessarily cost us. It's sort of cost neutral. It still is time. It's volunteer time that doesn't even get counted in there because, volunteers don't really get paid for their time and commitment, but it takes away from the others. So I think it's something that we really choose.
What does it cost for the home delivered?
So the $17.98.
That's what the person pays?
No, $5.
$5. And is that the same for the congregate?
$5? We have a $5 suggested donation.
$5 suggested.
So Yeah, so I really do think that's coming. I think we could revisit it in the future if things change, but I just think we're not seeing increases. And I don't think you can take, I mean, we're using up valuable volunteer time for another very, let's say, how do I want to phrase it? Family cares, you know, they have a lot of money. They also have the resources. So I'm not sure that's where, in the county, this is not an entitlement program. It's a definitely serve the needy. So if I think we should be serving the people that don't qualify for that program. So, as much as I sometimes hate to say that, I truly think that's what it'll probably should come to. So I will probably propose that, so be prepared, because I have to probably give them, I think it's 60 days notice. So probably by the end of summer, I'll propose that. And at this point, it's probably under 15 that we're even serving that with inclusive. I don't think it's very many anymore. So it shouldn't be too significant. However, when you talk to your legislators, advocate for them to provide more nutrition standards for family care, because that's what I think is needed. The other thing, our farmers market program has gone amazingly well. We were down to 15 left last week, so I expect that we will run out. That program goes till the end of September, but I expect we were just doing one this morning. And of course, because, you know, when the budgets are getting tighter, equipment starts to become a problem. So we've already got equipment issues in Cuba City. We've had steam table wells failing all over the place. So that could be an issue as we move forward. We'll hopefully try to skate by on those if we can, but you have to keep food hot. So in our caregiver programs, the Alzheimer one seems to be going well. We're having some difficulty with the family caregiver one, national family caregiver one. She's finally now got some people on it enrolled, but they're not spending the money. So we're going to watch that, because we are very, very low on that. So I'm actually advertising. We're doing advertising for that to try to get that up a little bit. But again, that's one that for whatever reason cycles. So it'll probably come back. So anyway, there. Now I can move back. Sorry about that.
Any questions on what Lori just presented?
Okay.
Not, we'll move on to the vouchers.
All right.
Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the vouchers? If you have any questions, comments, concerns?
Have anything major, unless you see some equipment things, because like I said, we've had a few of those issues.
Lori, I just have one question.
Yeah.
The expense for Woodward, for the news and views, is that a one time? The 1820, is that a, that's?
That's a six times a year.
Okay.
And they're, well, now that you brought that up. We're going to have less coverage. So it's something that I'm going to look at, that I'm actually starting to pursue, because I'm not sure we're going to be able to stay with them. They pulled out of like the Muscadet, Bagley, those kind of two areas, they pulled out of there a few years ago. And those weren't as big of problems for us, but now they're pulling out of Boscobel, Woodman, B-Town. It's over 3,000 households.
So it's, you're seeing the area shrinking and the price going up.
They pulled out of Crawford, like Shopping News isn't in Crawford at all, I believe. So I think, you know, it doesn't bode well. I know people in Boscobel were not having to hear the news of the Shopping News is gonna not be there. So they have offered to, you know, give us some too. They've offered to put some out amongst the community, but that's not gonna work for us in Boscobel. Because Boscobel is one of our big areas for, you know, it's our biggest area for new, like Conger did. It's got a senior center. You know, we do a lot of services in that northern part of the county to not be reaching that with the news and views. So,
well, when it comes out, is there a possibility they give, bring extra, make
them? Yeah, well, I mean, if we're paying for it, they owe us those copies. So it's, what made me.
Maybe we could.
So what is the circulation?
Come up with a program where.
For that.
We could.
How many are they printing?
Spot.
Well, it's three, it's over 3,000 households. So take 3,000
for those areas, because I hate to see them not have.
Because it goes to every household. So when I asked her what the special distribution was for that, she said, I think it's like 31 something.
So what she called it.
They gave me very short, like literally they let me know a week before. Like the shopping, I'm just doing the news and views, getting it ready for distribution this week, and she just let me know last week. So Lisa Banfield. So I said I wasn't very happy about the, you know, abrupt notice of that. That's so I told her moving forward, I didn't know whether we would be continuing that. At least I don't know that I can get anything in place before the end of this year, but literally a week before it's due, she tells me it's not going to the northern part of the county.
You know what the circulation of the dial is?
It's
Boscobel dial.
That's actually dropped quite a bit. I mean, a lot of people are not even subscribing.
Yeah. I know for the shopping news in general, I think it's always been about 19,000 to 20,000 is what we've estimated.
Used to be.
Does the shopping news have capability of making that an electronic?
See, we could probably do that, but we don't have people that, like, we have it on our website now. But we still have people that don't want to access it that way.
Yeah.
I think that'll change as we get a little further down the road with the older population. But right now, we still have a lot of 80-year-olds and up that don't do that.
Boring, I'm sure some of those in the 70s are going.
Would they have the reminders still go to Boscobel?
I asked her that question. She did not respond to me on that yet. So
we should go get that. You need to talk to Morris.
Yeah, I'll have to see.
You need to call here.
So
and see what their circulation is. Yeah. I think it's probably better.
Reminders for the journal.
Could stuff it in the reminder.
Well, the reminders through Morris.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned with the price.
Yeah. There's another one. Courtney had thought that Crawford utilizes a service for theirs, so I was going to contact Nicole too and see what that was. So, like I said, this came out of the blue last week. I was like,
Morris also has a shopper like the reminder in Crawford. So I would get a hold of downtown.
Yeah, it was a bit shocking, and they just put it out on Facebook for Boscobel people too, because I thought Boscobel people are not going to be happy. I know Muscadet wasn't, but Muscadet and that area, I don't know if there still is, but there was a Richland one that they used to get.
Yeah,
and then Prairie used to get, I think, or that little area up there used to get Prairies too, and then that backed out.
They're also
not. But now it's,
I would reach out to Morris.
Yeah, I will. So, but I mean, honestly, our newsletter is probably, has always been our best. That's where people call when they see it in the newsletter, they call. I mean, that's usually when we ask people, you know, how'd you hear about that event or whatever? It's like, I saw it in your newsletter. So,
maybe we need to start directing people more to that.
I don't know if the shopping news is just not getting, I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of digital advertising anymore. So I don't know if they're just,
it went from an inch thick to 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you'll see two huge sections and it's just driving right.
So my guess is they're just not. making money on it. I kind of think it might be a writing on the wall. It might not, nobody might be getting it in the future. Who knows? I don't know. But it's not a good place for us to not have the coverage. So, and we've got Elderfest coming up, although I think people will get that. So yeah, I do have it on my list to see what we can do. Like I said, it came out of the blue. There wasn't even like, we're having issues, this could be a problem. It was, here we are.
Any other questions on the vouchers? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve vouchers.
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
A second.
Motion by Gary, seconded by Kathy to approve the vouchers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Move along with the financial report.
And Brenda, I'll be happy to spend some time with you to kind of go through our reports a little bit, so you know. I know you've looked at reports though, so some people get thrown in the mix and think, but yeah, I'm happy to sit down and go through some of this with you too. So our financials are, for the most part, looking good. The only things that I'm really seeing high in them, and I don't know, is our workers' comp and our liability, which they change from year to year, so we usually estimate on the last year's, and so those look a little high to me for expenses, so we'll see how they play out. I'm not privy to how that plays out, so I just have to use what I have. But other than that, we're under the 50% mark on most of the programs. So I thought I made a note. Our caregiver one is very low. We're at 15%. But again, we just don't have some expenses in on that, I think. But I don't know. We're trying to do everything we can there. My health promotion, I think I should have had expenses in there, so I have to look at that. I'm not sure what happened there. The benefit specialist one, I'll get that taken off. I didn't do that when I ran this. We moved everything benefit specialist to ADRC since that's where it's actually expensed out at on the state report. And I didn't like having those two separate accounts. So I just think it's clear for the auditors where that money should belong. So we moved it. So that would just be, you won't see that. It'll be under ADRC. Other than that, everything is on track. Our wheelchair van's a little low, but again, the weather impacts that. People don't go out when it's too cold, and they don't go out when it's too hot. Let me just see. I gotta get the budget in for Find Your Own Driver, which I just realized the other day when I printed this out, and I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't do that. So so that will be in there. Hopefully next month, I don't have to tell you I forgot it. So
I ran into Dan Case over at Tower Junction yesterday. He had a trip bus out there, and he said, this bunch likes to eat.
Some of them do.
I'm telling you, those people were right up to the table, but were they having a good time?
He's got, I will say Dan has done a really good job. We've gotten more groups, community groups that now go with him. That we've got a basketball one. We have, I think, a Cassville one. I don't even know who we had yesterday. It was Montford, probably Dodgeville Day. But he's got, they're nice, and they all kind of, there's one that calls in from.
He said something about seatbelts on one seat or something, which. Couple seat belts, but he says, you know, that really works out because if I put the seat up, I can get a wheelchair in there.
He's done a really good job, and they feel safe with him, and he's, you know, but he can kind of make sure that, you know, the weather's not looking good, he can wrangle them in and get them home in time. And so yeah, he's done a really good job of that. So and the group seems to really like him. He's grown a group in Bosqueville, so. Because prior to him coming on board, our bus program was kind of down to nothing. And now it's pretty vibrant again. So, yeah, they go all over. We'll have apple orchard trips coming up in the fall.
And that's always full, and sometimes a second bus even.
Yeah, we've had to do more than one in the past. So those are very popular. So yeah, they're really nice. And he does the Christmas lights at the Rotary and Richland Center too. Also, and they love that. So, but yeah, some of the groups are really popular. One lady calls in all the time, and she just has a list of all her friends that are going. So she just calls in for everybody. So I always laugh. She's the organizer, clearly. You know,
well, the thing is he looks like he enjoys it.
Yeah, I think he does.
That makes them, you know, want to come back.
Yeah, it's been nice for people. I always get, when I did Farmer's Market down in Boscobel, and I always get compliments from several of the people at the Senior Center down there who use that service, and they're pretty happy with them. So, very nice. ADRC budget, so as a caveat, that one, we do have some money split with Iowa County on that. I've been trying to work with the state on that, who doesn't lose them as clear as I'd like them to be. So, but we're continuing to work with that. So, with that, we're at 40% right now, which makes me a little happy because we really do need to figure out a little bit more administrative support for ADRC. So I'm hoping that we can do that because right now that administrative report's going to, or support is coming from Courtney and myself, and it's a little difficult some weeks. It's hard to do much strategic planning or much visionary stuff when you're having to, you know, prove the news and views and cover the front desk and everything else we have to do. So she does a lot of the personnel timesheets. So it gets a little interesting sometimes, but we have been making it work. So, but it would be nice to look at that. So we've been just talking over some different scenarios, maybe how best to, you know, if we could restructure or what could happen there. But I don't know that we've hit on anything just yet. So stay tuned on that, I guess. That's all I have in financials, unless you guys see something in there that concerns you or you have a question on.
Any questions on the financial report?
I have one. Okay, Robert. Because of the part of the discussion that we had yesterday at the executive, your report is somewhat revealing, and you've already pointed it out. Liability insurance under one category is 103%, and work comp is 140% under congregate.
Yeah.
Again, going back to the discussion yesterday, will adjustments be made?
We'll probably have to, but we don't, you know, that's the problem with those two categories is those just get added to our, I mean, they're expense to our budget. I have no way of knowing what that's coming in at any year. I mean, the only thing I use is my previous budget from the year before when I budget for it. And some days, in some years it's under, and some days, in some years it's over. There's no.
Traditionally, we haven't gotten the renewal amounts till after we've set the budget, so we have to guess.
Yeah, I mean, we have, I think CC and I even talked about that the other day, that it'd be, I don't know if you guys can tell us what those amounts can be when we're going into the budget. I mean,
basically to tell you last year plus 8%.
No, right now with most of mine, Bob, you're probably going to be fine because we're probably going to be able, unless, well, but if they're 100%, they skyrocket. I don't
but,
know.
And I look at the budget different than most people do, but this is printed yesterday, and I found out this morning it's not. There was a lot of adjustments made yesterday, but the previous year, last year, it looks like we spent $1,624 under work comp. The year before that was $2,345, and the year before that $1,387, and you budgeted $1,091. And to date, it's 1614. So,
but I probably budgeted less for congregate this year because we were charging more to congregate in the past for wages, and I adjusted the wages. So then I adjust the.
I understand.
The workers' comp, but yeah, I know that
we had quite a discussion yesterday.
I don't know how better to do. Well, even with your numbers, if you look at 1300 to 1800 to whatever, it the whole time I've been here, it's always jumped back and forth like that.
There's a lot of
and I realize
there's a lot of factors
on,
that
you know,
affect insurance
on,
coverages.
Right. Yeah. But I don't know if there's a better way to do that or not. So if there is, I would have already suggested it. But I don't know enough about it to suggest it. So I don't know. I think we'll be fine. I don't anticipate those being an issue. I'm not really worried about it because we're not over budget really anywhere. So I think it'll be an issue, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll average out when I budget for next year. I'll average out for 3 years. How about that? That'd be my best guess.
That would be my theory as well.
Usually I do look back a couple of years, but like I said, you can't really look at it and get a trend and pattern very well. So, but yeah, I'll be happy to do that. I'll try to see how that works out. Anything else?
Any other questions on the financial report? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the financial report as presented. Motion by Mary Lou. Seconded by Brenda. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Move on to reports.
Okay. I gave you a pretty limited report for mine. Because we've just been kind of crazy busy. And I think pretty much everything on there we've talked about. So our menu requirements are changing. Courtney is going to be meeting on that. Actually changing for the better, I think, in terms of ease. So menu meetings, I will be honest, they're not something I have ever enjoyed. There are a lot of how many reds and greens and this and that you have in a week, and you have to tally it all up. And Courtney's very good at it, and I have never enjoyed it. So she's been doing that for a lot of years. But they're backing off on that a little bit, so making it a little easier, which will be nice. So I have an invoice in for a wheelchair van. I have not heard back from them. I need to get in touch with them again this afternoon. We had gotten approval from the DOT on that, so we will hopefully be getting that soon, or they'll be giving me a timeline soon. Those always can take a little bit. Program reports are also in there. I don't think I have anything specific on that. I did include dementia care in there finally. So you can see we've actually been a little bit slower in ADRC information and assistance, which is a good thing because we often aren't. So I put in DCS, but I put it in as a year to date. So you can see on that what's happening. And everything else, I think, is pretty much going as normal, except family caregiver. I would like to see us bump that up a little bit. So hopefully we can do that. Oh, I forgot to tell you on the finance. We did get notification from the state that we would get an extra $11,100 one-time money that was carried over from last year, I guess, for ADRC. So we'll take it.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Any questions on the program reports or Lori's director report? If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Can I make one comment before we adjourn,
yeah.
Lori? With mailing costs going up, you don't need to mail me a packet.
Oh, okay. I was actually going to ask you that.
Because a combination that it's, I can access it on my phone, my tablet, whatever. I print out what I need.
Sure.
But a big part of it is I know the postage cost, and my mail has been getting very irregular. And sometimes these packets, even though you send them out on time, the Pony Express man from Milwaukee can't make up my bill for 11 days. So
it's an old postmaster's daughter. I hate to hear that.
So just take me off the...
Yeah, that's fine.
Not emails, but the mail.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it.
If you want to just email me the pack,
great.
That's perfectly fine.
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
I'm better with the coffee.
Yep. That's well, we have issues with you being able to open some stuff. So that's fine. No problem.
Hopefully, they can have my internet working properly, but I had no internet for 3 weeks.
Who do you have?
Great.
I have had limited, I don't even want to say it because then mine will be down. But
and then they fixed it and worked for 4 days and now it's like up and down, up and down. I saw the guy when he came to check and he checked the box.
Sure.
He just couldn't read some words.
He adjourned, right?
No.
I asked for.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what
sorry.
I'm
sorry. Thank you. I actually thought that was
Mary Lou just made a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Very seconded. All in favor?
All right, I've got it.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I almost scattered at the end. Yeah. Well, I didn't get you out at 9:30, Bob.